Vermont Health Connect has been one of the most visible and scrutinized parts of state government for more than 2 years. But the project makes up just a tiny part of Vermont's overall spending on technology. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, efforts to gain greater accountability still have major gaps. So now the legislature has stepped in to boost its oversight role in IT spending.
Public records show the state could spend as much as $1.3 billion on technology projects over the next 5 years. That's almost as much as the entire general fund budget for 2016. Despite that big spending, the state still doesn't know exactly how much of a given year's budget was spent on IT. Richard Bowes is the commissioner of the Department of Information and Innovation.
If you look through the governor's budget, of all the activities that the state is doing at any point in time, and you could identify all the IT activities on that, then you could dig those out. But they are not marked as IT activities in that budget. So there's no easy way to get to that number.
DII was created in 2003 to manage basic technology functions such as networking, email and data storage, and to oversee all major technology projects in the state. That oversight piece was expanded in 2012. Before that, DII could step in and oversee a project only in the planning phase before any work was done. Now the department is responsible for overseeing projects throughout their implementation. That provision is supposed to prevent contractors from falling short or overspending on projects, but it doesn't catch everything. The state still doesn't know if a finished product is actually serving the purpose it was intended for, or if agencies followed state policies in choosing where to spend the money. Senate President John Campbell says it's unacceptable to have a blind spot in IT oversight.
You don't want to play catch-up. That would be, you know, far more costly, I believe.
But as state IT systems grow more and more complex, the lawmakers who control government spending don't always have a firm grasp on what exactly those systems do.
The difficulty is that, quite frankly, this is a citizens' legislature, and there are probably a handful of people in the legislature that really understand the nuances of IT and the tech that is utilized in the running of a state.
So this year, the legislature created a new position in its joint fiscal office for an IT policy expert who can help the legislature sort through the projects state agencies are asking for.
If we don't keep our own people up to date and keep our own eyes focused on that portion of state government, that being the IT ball, then we will not only lose out, but we also stand to be in a position that our actions or inactions could end up costing the taxpayers of the state significant amounts of money. And that, to me, is just unacceptable.
Lawmakers hope to have the new consultant on board for next year's legislative session. In the meantime, budget analysts will be working on figuring out how much taxpayer money is spent on technology. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.